In my coaching practice, I facilitate guided meditations. And I do this because sometimes when I'm walking with clients and we lean into traumas and discomfort and things that are coming up in the conversation, when we lean into these very unpleasant spaces, I like to neutralize before our session comes to an end with a little guided meditation. It's not to say that I specifically use it in every walk I take with a client, but it is something that I facilitate in my coaching practice. And in my own practice, there are moments when I come away from everything, come away from recording a podcast, from work, all the functionalities in life, and just surrendering to the moment. So that is meditation from where I'm looking from. It's a surrender, but it's also an action. The action of surrendering. And affirmation is an action. Maybe we can say affirmation is faith in action. And sometimes in the guided meditation, an affirmation will arise. So today's topic is surrounding the understanding of affirmation, and from where I am seeing what is an affirmation. So we've already determined that affirmation is an action. So that's today's topic that we're going to dwell into. Welcome back to the Empathic Explorations Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Nikki. I'm grateful because meditation has always been something that has called me in a way from a world of care. It pulls me away from the busyness of life. And I didn't even know what meditation was, I would say, 20 years or even 15 years ago. When I was in fitness and I was a fitness coach, I would conduct a relaxation class. And in a way, I would say magically, that relaxation class turned into meditation. And there's so many platforms or practice offering affirmations, but I want to offer a little bit of understanding on the subject of affirmation. And I'm so grateful for Grace because, like I said, something pulled me into the space of practicing meditation and facilitating meditation. And I would call it grace. Grace is that unforeseen energy that assists us in our journey towards enlightenment. So we know that to affirm is to know. So the action of affirming, in a way, is you have to have faith. If that makes sense, you have to know what you are affirming. And I think it's relevant to the conversation where I mentioned this word grace, and you will hear people say, give yourself some grace. I'm talking not so much about that grace, but I'm talking about that unforeseen energy that assists us. There is this sort of revelation that is pivotal in your life And this is what I'm talking about, that grace. So I know that grace has brought me here to this space, and I'm trusting that grace will take me all the way. And that's just the trust I have. And that's sort of an affirmation right there. And it's a knowing. So what I want to bring to you today first about affirmation is to affirm is to know, not just believe. And the reason why I say not just believe in something, you can go to a space or a platform or read a book and it points you to affirmation and you believe it. But here's the deeper exploration that I wanted to bring to you today. Beliefs come and they go, and they also change. And you can confirm this in your own experience. You know, what they once taught you 20 years ago has changed enormously. And there is change in belief. So for affirmation, you need to know. And this knowing does not come from knowledge. This knowing is not knowledge. And this is the reason why I said I wanted to open up this conversation. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine asked me to do something on affirmations. And I'm not sure if this is what he wanted. Maybe he wanted me to do an affirmation, but I think it's relevant for us to first understand what an affirmation is. It is important to acknowledge faith in this confirmation, in this conversation. And I want to direct your attention to, if faith's value came from its weight or size, then we all would be in trouble. But it doesn't matter how small or how big your faith is. As long as you have faith, or as long as you have complete trust. I want to say that again, as long as you have complete trust. And this is pointing me to not having any doubts and drawing your attention to the place where doubt arises. And that is the mind. And it's important here to understand that the mind is unstable. It's not to be trusted. The only time you can trust the mind is when the mind merges into that heart space. And your seeing is coming from that pure awareness space. It's important not to intertwine mind movements in affirmation. And that's why I say grace is that unforeseen energy that allows us to affirm something, because we're not just going off what the mind is telling us, but we're going, or we're seeing, a deeper space of understanding. So just want to be clear on that the mind has no place in affirmation. An affirmation can balance out your frequency if you're entangled in the web of the mind. So what I'm saying is that an affirmation can remove all the confusion of the mind. And true affirmation really confirms itself. It really confirms itself. From where I'm seeing, you have to not just believe to affirm, you must know. And the knowing is not from knowledge, because that knowledge, it's not stable. So if you're going to affirm something, it has to be affirmed in a solid foundation. You must know it within your heart. It's not from knowledge. You must know it. Everything is constantly changing, as you've always heard me say. So that place of knowing is deeper than just the surface. What I consider to be the greatest affirmation, and as we probably know by now, that an affirmation starts out with I am. And in this, we don't have to remind the Supreme, the only wise God, what we need. The universe already knows what we need. And in a sense, life is taking care of life. The giver of life is taking care of you. That is why I would point you in the direction of the I am as the greatest affirmation. Nothing else is needed. Now, in the space of awareness, if something else comes up and arises while I'm doing a guided meditation and it comes up, I am pure awareness, then if that arises, then that's what's needed in the present moment. But to know this affirmation, I am, is to really know yourself. And I'm not talking about your physical self. It's to know the source that you came from. That's where I would point you to as an affirmation, but not just saying it and not just believing the words that I'm speaking to you, but knowing it for yourself. And you add whatever it is that you're affirming. I am powerful. But for me, the greatest affirmation is I am. That's it. I am. Just the pure I am. It's nothing that I'm offering you that is not already there to be discovered in you. There's no concept in your mind. It's an insight, and I'm pointing you to the discovery of this within your being, the I am. And that is the greatest affirmation. That is the greatest affirmation. And I mentioned meditation because they're both a practice. In terms of affirmation, requires an action in faith. And as I talked a little bit about faith, you don't need a lot of it. You just need to know. And that faith, no matter how small it is, it needs to be unwavering. It needs to be complete. It's a complete trust in your affirmation. So, here's where I would offer you in your affirmation. There has to be complete trust. Not knowledge. You don't need knowledge for this, because knowledge is always changing. You need to know it for yourself. So I hope these words opened up your understanding a little bit more about affirmation and the greatest affirmation is what I want to leave with you is the I am. Know that. And when you know that part of you, you know everything. Thank you for listening.